Last Thursday night was pretty normal for Dillingham resident Adam Kane. He went to dinner, came home around 11, and parked his Toyota SUV in the front yard of his place on Lupine Drive. The keys stayed in the car, doors unlocked, and he went to bed. At 4:30 in the morning, Kane woke up to the sound of someone at the door.
Pounding, banging, banging, banging. Woke me up out of bed, and I got up and walked over to the door, and they yelled, "Police!" Okay, put my hands up. And they came in, and he said, "Do you drive a white Toyota?" And I said, "Yeah." And I looked out the door, and I saw the white top of a truck, and I said, "It's right there." He said, "No, that's my truck." And so then they proceeded to tell me that my truck had been taken and, I guess, used and trashed.
Trashed is a mild way of describing the Toyota's condition. The steering wheel is bent, the windshield smashed out, the front end is crumpled, and the front left tire was ripped away.
Apparently, the driver had been flying down Kanakanak Road towards the hospital at about 60 miles an hour, and there's that cement barrier in the road now, and whether they saw it or not, they caught the wheel on it, ripped the wheel clear off, and sent it rolling and upside down in the ditch.
The accident happened around 3:30 Friday morning. Two flaggers working the overnight shift at the road construction site witnessed it and ran over to the vehicle just in time to hear the driver mumble about it not being his car before he tore off across the tundra. The flaggers didn't recognize him, and the police arrived too late. When Kane contacted his insurance company Friday, he learned his liability insurance doesn't cover vehicle theft.
So this was a complete loss, about $10,000 that's gone. I have a nice $10,000 lawn ornament now. It's for sale in case anybody else wants a $10,000 lawn ornament. I don't think it'll be worth that much anymore.
Kane says that what's perhaps the most upsetting is that someone took advantage of the fact that many of us leave doors unlocked and keys in the car. It's part of the trust shared in the community to look after each other and each other's property. For Kane, right now that trust has been broken.
You know, the truck, I'm looking at it, you know, it's a loss. I'm not going to get it back. The insurance didn't cover it, so it's gone. But the worst thing is that now it's on me. Now I have to lock my doors. Now I have to take out my keys. Now I have to do all this extra stuff. And the person who did this to me is out there and doesn't have any issues. They walked away from it. So now my life is kind of burdened with things that I didn't have to worry about before. And the person who hopefully will be in jail someday soon, for now, doesn't have to do anything.
The police are working on the case and have at least one partial fingerprint from the key to send to the crime lab in Anchorage. No arrests have been made, though one name did surface early on after a young local man was seen around town Friday morning, just hours after the accident, with wounds to his face and arms that he was known to not have the day before. But it turns out that man had a pretty good alibi. He'd spent all of Thursday night in jail. Anyone with further information about the case is asked to call the Dillingham Police at 842-5354. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.